already heard that downtown is going to be, a little difficult for us to, it's going to be a little difficult for people to maneuver around. My understanding is he's coming in this evening at 6 p.m. and will be here overnight. And so what normally happens when the president comes to town is that traffic comes to a complete standstill, public transit, automobiles, everything. So plan your day accordingly. Especially if you're trying to get to 122nd and Division, be there early so that you don't have to deal with the traffic with the president coming. So are you going to go see the president? I didn't get an invite. Did you get one? If you did, give me a call. Let me know. What would you tell President Obama if you had the opportunity to talk to him while he's here? I find it interesting that he's headed over to Nike. And you may remember that we gave Nike a 30-year tax break 2 years ago before the regular legislative session begun because it was important that we do it by itself. So we had a special session, gave Nike a 30-year tax break, and I'm sure that as he talks to the president, as Nike, the corporation, talks to President Obama, I'm sure he'll be talking about the enormous tax burden that they experience. Ha, 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 ha. I'm laughing when I say that because clearly they don't suffer a tax burden like we suffer. And so, what's on your mind? Want to give me a call? Give me a call at 503-231-8187. I want to remind you that we are in match mode, which means that if you contribute, you who've been promising me for decades that you were going to join KBOO, if you pick up the phone today and give us a call at 877-500-5266, we can double your money. If you make a pledge up to $500, it will be doubled. So can you do that today? Is that within your budget? You could make a $10 a month contribution. That would work excellent. Again, the number to call is 877-500-5266. And what a perfect time to double your money, double your impact, double your opportunity to invest in your community radio station. I am going to go to the phone and see what you would like to talk about. Good morning, Thomas. Welcome to KBOO. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I hope Mr. Palace makes it. I always really enjoy your dialogues. They're always great.
Thank you. Yeah, I hope he makes it too, but I knew he was going to give his doctor heck this morning because he wanted to get in and out of there. He told me that last night, so if he can make it, if the doctor lets him out.
Well, he doesn't seem like somebody who would be a very good to try to have downtime and sit still for very long. So yeah.
That's exactly what I told him last night. Yeah, trying to tell him not to take the phone in when he went to see the doctor. That would probably not work well.
No, probably not. At any rate, a few thoughts, and perhaps Mr. Palace will have something to say about this. I imagine he would. You know, this Trans-Pacific Partnership situation and having this being particularly in the mind of Polanders, having President Obama visiting today, and effectively, I suppose, going on a shilling junket for the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Yes.
You know, it's interesting. When I was driving between Southern California and Portland recently, I was unable to hear community radio stations, unfortunately. And that's a good reminder to listeners, too. Many places do not have community radio stations, so I was forced to listen to NPR, which, you know, I call various other things like nationalist propaganda rhetoric. Anyway, and what I noticed was I was listening to NPR, and I was even listening to some of the more right-wing stations just for curiosity, which I occasionally do. And what really gobsmacked me is in the course of my driving, I heard commentaries or, you know, commentators on both right and left-wing radio stations, respectively, essentially mollifying their people that were their callers or their base, that the TPP was really a good thing. Indeed, what was amazing is I heard left or essentially establishment left commentator say specifically about how it was a right-wing conspiracy to smear the TPP, and that it really was obstructionist in the Tea Party and things of this nature. And then, of course, I heard exactly the opposite on the right wing, that really it was just a left wing socialist idea to impede. So what's amazing to me is that we have a truly showcase example of going to hell in a bipartisan handbasket, and nobody in the establishment Democrat or Republican Party telling the truth to the American people. So I think that this is if this goes through, this unfortunately, because of its ramification, will be the defining legislation of the Obama administration. And indeed, you know, we're talking about the president that on the election campaign talked in depth about NAFTA, about renegotiating NAFTA for trade, labor, and environmental rights. Did that ever happen? We talk about the president who was talking about backing up the Employee Free Choice Act, which was to be the number one thing on the wish list of organized labor. And, of course, he did not do anything for that. So I just really hope that people who are listening to KABU can appreciate how rare it is to hear the truth about these things, and that, you know, I hate to put a dollar figure on it, but seriously, folks, you know, KPFK down in Los Angeles has a financial crisis, and they're one of the huge mainstay independent stations since 1959, so don't think it can't happen to KABU. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I just thank you so much for your wonderful programming, and I really do hope there again Mr. Powell could come in and really spice things up.
Yes, I agree. Thank you so much. I appreciate your call, and I appreciate you sharing your experience, because I do think that we're kind of spoiled here. We've had KBOO around for quite some time, and people just assume it will always be here. They can always go to their radio and just, you know, tune to 90.7 or wherever else, whatever part of the city or state or country they're in, or go online and they could stream it. But, you know, it's not guaranteed. It's only guaranteed if we all step up and do our part.
Yeah, all good things could come to an end, and we just can't let that happen at this time.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking my call.
You are very welcome. You have a great day, and what a reminder. And now, you know, you've got a chance to double your money, because we have a very generous donor who gave $500, but only if we raise $500 to match it. They're not just going to pluck down that check. They want you to pluck down your check and your coins and all those pieces that go along with it. And you can call us at 877-500-5266.
Just like Marilyn from Portland. Just like Paul from Portland and Lynn from Portland. Those are the three names I've gotten so far. The phones are ringing. We do have people on the phone right now. We need you to join them. You make such a difference, and you show your support for this kind of radio. I just can't say how important it is to have the kind of issues covered by someone who has the experience and the depth to be able to talk about them, and the relationships within the community. If you're one of those out there, really appreciated that too. You go, gosh, she really knows people in the community who can talk about this in a way that I want to hear, whether it's coming out of prison and the difficulties there, or, you know, police accountability, or many other issues that affect our city. So please take your time right now and join Marilyn, Paul, and Lynn, and become a member and double your money while you do it. You know, it's always a great idea to become a member, but I swear, I really just grab that moment when it's a double your dollars.
Because it makes you feel so good. Feel like, oh my gosh, I really gave big money to KBOO today, right? And you did, because you gave your bit and somebody else matched it, and all of a sudden now we're talking real money. And so we love hearing the phones ring. Again, the number is 877-500-5266. And if Greg doesn't make it today, I will invite him to come next week. And he will do his thing.
You know, if Greg doesn't call today, though, they can still hear his voice if they do a minimum $75 pledge. They can get Vultures and Vote Rustlers DVD by Greg Palast.
Yes.
It covers so many important things. And he is, if nothing, entertaining. And he's a great, like, you know, like the old time, an exposer, you know, like show the truth, pull the pull the wig off. So that's only a it's a $60 minimum pledge. So that's just $5 a month. You contribute that right now by calling us at 877-500-5266. That $60 becomes $120, and you get this great DVD for yourself or your friends to listen to. It couldn't be a better deal.
Just like that. And how interesting that all the thank yous have been from Portland.
I know.
And we know that we have people listening all over the world. Now, I know you don't want Portland to outdo you this morning just because we sit in the city of Portland. We know that Corvallis is listening. We know that
the
Woodburn
coast.
Is listening. We know that folks on the coast. We know Vancouver's listening. And so come on, folks. Don't let Portland make you look bad. Give us a call at 877-500-5266. People normally say, oh, Portland's slow. But this morning, they've been right on the phone.
That's right.
And so we want to make sure that we're saying thank you to every single corner of the state of Oregon and Washington. And, you know, I bet that there are, I know that folks listen from New York to New Jersey. Folks listen to this because they know the value of community radio. And again, rarely do you have opportunities to double your money just like that. But during this hour, during the next 29 minutes, if you call, we will double your contribution. So the number to call, 877-500-5266. If you call now, we will get you signed up. You will talk to some fabulous people, and you will have a better stride today.
That's
you will
right.
be walking proud because you know you've done your part to make sure your community radio thrives. We don't want to just survive. We want to thrive in this community, and we can only do that with you and your support.
You know, you matter so much to us, you, the listener, because we're one of you. You know, we were all listeners to begin with, and maybe we heard an ad saying you can volunteer, and we worked our way down here, and we got to be here. You know, and it makes such a difference, you know, with someone like Joanne to be able to talk to the issues of police accountability and get into those community discussions and be so well known, not just in Portland, but around the state. You know, don't forget, she was in our state legislature as well in the past. You know, so that kind of expertise just doesn't get on the air everywhere. It's not even wanted everywhere.
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
Yeah, isn't that crazy, too?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? You know, that just makes me crazy. And that's why I've been so grateful for KBOO. And I know that many of you are calling in to show your gratitude, double your money gratitude. That's right. When you call and you donate however much you can contribute, it gets doubled. And I've seen contributions in here this morning from $25 to $300 in one shot.
All right.
People, you are the one who can determine what it is you can contribute, but it's all equal in that it makes the difference. It keeps the voice going on the air. So, you know, when we're accounting here, we have numbers of calls and numbers of dollars because we want both.
Right.
We want to hear from all of you.
And right. You make an excellent point, Linda. There's no contribution that's too small, no contribution that's too large. It's what feels good and comfortable to you. And one of the things that we like to encourage listeners, if they're able, is to do a monthly pledge. There's nothing like having that monthly money coming in so that we have some certainty about our finances as we go through the year. And it's really easy to do that. It's an electronic fund transfer. Most of the time, you don't even miss it. You forget that you even signed up for it, and it just continues to provide that ongoing support to KBOO.
You know, I don't have a lot of money, but it's true what you're saying. I had to look at my bank balance again to say, now, what day does that come in?
Right.
You know, what? Because it does come out regularly, and mm-hmm. you can know that, so you can make sure that you always have what you need in your account. That was my big drawback about electronic funds transfer. I thought, oh, but my money goes in and out so fast. How would I keep track of it?
Right.
But it's really easy to do. And I did look, and it makes such a difference. I know that if you're listening, you're hearing those phones ringing out there, and we've called another person in from out front to come in and answer the phones. And you can keep that going. That's so important to have a time when you're responding. And you're responding because you want to double your money and because you support Voices from the Edge with Joanne Hardesty. That's right. Pick up your phone right now.
We'd love that. 877-500-5266.
5266.
How wonderful that even without our special guests, people are stepping up. They're becoming members. They're supporting the station. They are